This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports France has relaxed a two-day blockade on trucks from Britain that had left thousands of drivers stranded and raised fears of shortages.
A person with knowledge of the talks told the company that runs the Eurotunnel says that truck drivers lined up on the highway leading to the English port of Dover are being tested for the new UK variant of the coronavirus, but that it may take some time for traffic to resume as normal after massive backup. Calais is a major conduit for trade and travel between Britain and the continent, and France had urged that the blockage was necessary in order to work out safety measures to protect European citizens.
That was AP's Zaria Shackley. Japan announced Wednesday a suspension of the entry of non-Japanese citizens into the country from the United Kingdom starting December 24th. Japan's top government spokesperson said the new border measures were due to the recent outbreak of the new variant of the coronavirus in Britain. No end date for the border measures was announced. United States health officials are trying to allay fears about the mutant strain of the coronavirus spreading in the UK. Reports of the new virus prompted dozens of countries across the globe to shut down travel from the UK over the last 2 days. The fear of the variant comes as the United States faces a surge in new infections that is overwhelming some hospitals. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control said Tuesday the UK coronavirus variant had not yet been detected in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump calls for changes to the $900 billion COVID relief package approved by Congress. Mr. Trump complained in a video tweeted out Tuesday night that the bill didn't deliver enough aid. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is close to a deal to acquire tens of millions of additional doses of Pfizer's vaccine in exchange for helping the pharmaceutical giant gain better access to the manufacturing supplies. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A person with knowledge of the talks told the Associated Press about the deal. Pfizer's vaccine was the first to gain FDA approval, joined later by Moderna, which was developed with the National Institutes of Health. That public-private partnership made millions of doses available immediately. But another deal with Pfizer would move the nation closer to the goal of vaccinating all Americans. The Defense Production Act, which gives the government authority to direct private companies to produce critical goods in a national emergency, is expected to be invoked to help Pfizer secure raw materials needed for its vaccines. I'm Julie Walker.
Spanish distribution company Grupo Logista has reached an agreement with the health ministry to distribute the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against the coronavirus, a business newspaper reported Wednesday. The reported agreement covers a distribution at a state level and in regions such as Madrid, Castilla-La Mancha, and the Basque Country. Dubai launched its COVID-19 vaccination program Wednesday with a senior citizen and a nurse among the first to be inoculated using the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the government said. The UAE approved the emergency registration of the vaccine Tuesday, the same day the first batch arrived from abroad, the official WAM news agency reported. Three police officers were killed and a fourth wounded in central France Wednesday when a man opened fire as they responded to a domestic violence call, the deadliest attack in years on French security forces outside of terrorism incidents. An interior minister said the suspect, quote, was discovered dead, end quote, several hours after fleeing the home in an isolated hamlet south of Clermont-Ferrand. The 48-year-old man was known to authorities for child custody disputes. Authorities say he opened fire at two officers who arrived at the house shortly after midnight after being alerted to a reported domestic assault. Japan's highest court has overturned a ruling blocking the retrial of a man described as the world's longest-serving death row inmate, raising new hope for the 84-year-old, his lawyer said Wednesday. Iwao Hakamada has lived under a death sentence for more than half a century after being convicted of robbing and murdering his boss, the man's wife, and their two teenage children. But he and his supporters say he confessed to the crime only after an allegedly brutal police interrogation that included beatings and that evidence in the case was planted. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.